Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Cynthia Beacom. Good morning.
Good morning.
And first time we've had Cynthia on. We have Wayne Bowman on from time to time. And, of course, for a long time, we've had Byron Chitwood and hope to have Byron back as well. They like to talk, Cynthia, about growing vegetables. But Cynthia specializes in the flowering plants.
Well, mostly because I don't have enough sun to grow a lot of vegetables.
I see. It takes more sun.
I've got to stick with the limited amount of sun I have. I'm going to grow a plant that flowers.
Right. And you live in the country with a lot of trees, so you're dealing with shade a lot.
And I have a lot of shade.
That does get tricky. When you go to buy plants, it'll say loves a full sun or part shade, and it's kind of hard to know, what's what. We're going to talk today in particular about hibiscus, but there's two kinds of hibiscus.
Correct.
Right? Tell me the two kinds.
Well, there's a tropical hibiscus, which is tropical.
Uh-huh.
And we are too cold for a tropical.
Yeah.
But there is also a hardy hibiscus, which is like a perennial, which means that after a freeze, it will die to the ground. But when it starts to warm up again in the spring, it comes up from the roots, gets bigger and bigger every year. We have one at the Heritage Garden in the Master Gardener's Keep in Greenville that it amazes me that it can get to be like a 5 by 5 foot full of blooms in just a couple months.
Really?
Yes. And so if you go to the garden centers and you're attracted to all these beautiful plants, look, I would recommend the hardy rather than the tropical, because as soon as it gets cold or even in the 40s, the tropical is going to be unhappy. It's not going to continue to bloom. It's when it dies, it's gone.
Now, is it going to say if you go to the plant store? The term is evading me here, but
I call them garden centers.
Or the garden center, much better. If you go to the garden center, is it going to say hardy hibiscus on this plant and tropical hibiscus
not
on another?
Not really.
Yeah,
you have to know what you're looking for, because they're going to be all lumped together in one area with a bunch of hibiscus, and you're going to go there, and chances are the ones you're going to be attracted to are the tropical ones, because the blooms are more vibrant.
I see.
They're going to have bright yellow with maybe a pink center or an orange center or salmon colors. The hardy ones tend to be in the reds and pinks and whites, so not as vibrant of a color, but you're investing in something you'll have forever. Well, for a long, long time.
Right. We're talking with Cynthia Beacom, and Cynthia is a Hunt County Master Gardener. We're going to be talking with her about flowering plants. So how do we tell the difference? That if they're not labeled clearly, then what's...
Well, you would probably look at the tag and see the hardiness, zones. If it says 9 to 11 or it says not good below freezing, then you know that's a tropical one. You can look for specific ones. There are four that are Texas Superstars, which means that Texas A&M, AgriLife Extension have put them in test trials, and they have turned out to be really reliable plants.
Okay, and what are those four?
Well, Flair is the one we have at the Heritage Garden in Greenville. Fuchsia blooms, and like I say, in one growing season, it can be like 5 by 5. Another good thing about the hardy ones is they get bigger than the tropical ones. The tropical ones only tend to get like maybe 3, maybe 4, but you can get 5, almost 5.5.
3 or 4 feet, you mean?
The tropical ones are that small.
Yeah.
The hardy ones are much larger.
I see.
The other one I'm really familiar with is the Lord Baltimore, and that's because my neighbor has one of those, and I can look out my window, and it is just a mass of red blooms. And these blooms tend to be a little ruffled. And the fourth one that's a superstar is the Moy Grande, It's M-O-Y, not mooey, but moy, okay. Grande. And it's moy because it's the gentleman who developed it was named Moy. He was a Chinese botanist with the San Antonio Botanical Garden.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know anyone who has this. I've seen it at the San Antonio Botanical Gardens.
But these are the four Texas superstars you're referring to, the Flair, Pink Flair or Peppermint Flair, Lord Baltimore, and Moy Grande. Now, it's not too late to be planting?
No.
These, the hibiscus?
No, as a matter, no, it isn't. And like I said, they're going to, the garden centers will start getting more and more in because they're going to start coming into bloom. So they tend to, garden centers all tend to have it when it's in bloom.
Sells better.
Sells better.
Sure,
right?
Understood. All right. So hardy hibiscus versus tropical hibiscus, definitely go with the hardy hibiscus. Is your
any day. Well, in my opinion.
Yeah, and what's, by the way, you mentioned the zone. So what is our zone?
Eight.
We're in
well,
eight.
We're either eight. You're putting me as a master gardener on the spot. Northeast. 8A or 8B.
Okay.
I can never remember.
Well, eight anyway. 9 to 11 is too far south.
Right.
Right, right. Okay, good. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
And it's Cynthia Beacom. She is master gardener for Hutt County. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.